When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. So Hoff is saying something here, BT. We didn't talk about this during the break. I was actually on the phone with my wife. Had to take care of some family stuff. I'm in the holidays. Nothing but stress every which way possible. All right, did we fill the shifts yet on Thanksgiving? I think I want to work. No, all good. But I didn't talk to Hoff about this, and he said that there was some an update here with the reporting on Soto. Hoff, what do you got for
us? Yeah, Brendan Cuddy has this. It's basically offers are going to go through rounds. So offers for Juan Soto are expected to go through multiple rounds, a league source tells The Athletic. The first round is expected to be preliminary, meant to gauge genuine interest from all parties.
Mm-hmm.
The following offers rounds, which could start around next week, are expected to become increasingly more serious, weeding out candidates and seemingly point toward a winter meeting-ish decision time frame.
So isn't that, I don't mean to be a jerk, but isn't that how it kind of always goes? You have a free agent, you've got the submission of offers, and then based on what comes in, you know, you tell the camps, hey, listen, you're light or you're out.
Right, yeah, that's nice, but what's the real number? Like, I mean, I guess, all right, so nothing's going to happen, obviously, this week. So whatever the initial offers, but I still would think that, like, what do we think? One of the five teams, let's say, is going to drop off by the second round? I think that everybody who's come to play right now knows the deal. I mean, maybe let's say the Dodgers, who are somehow still in it, he's not going to the Dodgers.
I don't think so either.
And maybe their offer's not real because it's going to be all deferred, where he's not going to take that either. So I would be stunned. Maybe they drop off. I mean, I don't know how the weeding out process is going to work, but I would think that every team that legitimately wants him knows what it's going to cost.
Well, let's do this. I think you're right, but let's do this in order of not flinching at the price tag. Number one, both the grades going to be Cohen and the Mets, right?
Yeah.
Number two, I think it's going to be Toronto.
Meaning that they're ready to desperation. They're ready to play ball, give whatever.
Yeah. I mean, and you have to give them that extra incentive to go up there. Number three, I could see the Yanks and the Red Sox being in the same ball, but I think the Red Sox are fairly motivated to make something happen here.
I'm with you that I don't think that I would rule them out. I still don't know if they're going to have the reservoir that the Mets, Toronto, or even the Yankees would have. So, I'd probably still put them fourth.
So Yankees three, Red Sox four, Dodgers five?
I mean, good God, dude. If the Yankees aren't three, at least three. Even that's not good. Like, they should be two. I do think Toronto's going to get reckless, and they're going to have to even be in the conversation. He's not going to Toronto because he doesn't want to play in Canada.
No.
The taxes, the Blue Jays. Also, he's talked about winning, where I don't think winning is the be-all, end-all, but if this were 10 years ago, maybe he would just chase the most money. Maybe it would be Toronto. But with the Mets or Yankees, he could potentially, and the Mets more specifically, get the most money and have a better chance of winning. Like, the Mets are better set up to win than the Blue Jays are. Just
I know what you're saying. I mean, Guerrero's going to be gone soon. He's a free agent, I believe,
they
after
had their
this
window.
Year. Yeah, they had some really good young. They never had the pitching.
Yeah, not that they're going to not spend any more or try, but, like,
I know.
They had their window of core guys. They were pretty good for a year. They just never. and they didn't sustain it. Like, they've been bad.
Oh, too bad, Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, something about the Blue Jays. I used to love them when I was, you know, the early 90s, 92, 93, when they were good.
They had some
great players. But there's something that's so unappealing about watching them.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the building. I don't know if it's the unis. Maybe it is the building. And
well, the building
turf,
changes
the
here. Remember, they put that brick wall behind home plate. They put a lot of money into it. They kind of changed things up
a little bit better. But I don't know.
When you watch
a new stadium, dude. It's like
you think so?
It's been, this guy Domo's cool in 1990 or whatever, 89. I think it was born. Well, I mean, you took going 40 years. I was thinking about that this morning because part of Santa's list is some throwbacks. Like, I just got Sammy now into the Chipmunks.
Okay.
Just to wake up saying she wants to hear the Chipmunk song.
Oh,
and then
cool.
I go back. I remember I used to have those little Chipmunk figures back in, like, 83. And I'm like, God,
how old were you when you had them?
Well, whatever. 5 years old. Whatever it may be. But, yeah, but that's how. Like, I'm like, God, BT and I referenced the 80s quite a bit.
I know.
It's 40 years ago.
I know.
The 80s is a long time ago. The 90s are 30 years ago. It feels like yesterday.
Think about this. So, wait. So, the 86 is 40 years away?
Well, 30.
I mean, basically, what is it, 38, 30, I mean?
38
right?
years. Yeah.
I'm rounded up to 40, right? Yeah. This is always interesting to me how I look at time. Because it does seem very easy. Oh, the 80s. Yeah, remember Michael Jackson when the Jordans first came out? Sure. Okay, great. When the Knicks drafted Ewing, Mattingly won the MVP, Mets won the World Series. So it seems so recent. But now go from 1986 and go backwards.
Yeah, right.
Go to 1946.
Right, the 40s are like, what?
What were the 40s like? You barely had cars.
Right, so if you're a young kid listening to us, you're like, guys.
Yes.
Old dudes.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I know. It's like the music my dad would shove down our throat when we'd go out to Long Island. And I love it now, but like, you know, Cousin Brucey banging in the doo-wops and all the 50s and then the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli. Oh, I don't like this.
Right, like you.
I want to hear the Police.
Right.
Come on, Dad.
You, when you were breakdancing, was 40 years ago.
Yeah, I need a little, Electric Boogaloo. I need the Fat Boys. I need Run DMC. What are you doing with this nonsense, Dad?
What was the point of that story? The point of it was Toronto. Yeah, I think they need a new stadium. Anyway, I do think Toronto's going to be legitimate spenders. I don't think they're a legitimate threat. I really just think it's the Mets chance. I am surprised, though, BT, before we get back to the calls. The Phillies, like, what is up with that? That doesn't make any sense to me, the fact that the Phillies didn't have a meeting. At the very least, a meeting, so they can't even make an offer. The owner basically said he would be willing to spend, but he initially thought that it was going to be down to the New York teams anyway. Is he just not getting involved because he doesn't want to jack up the price? He doesn't feel legit? It's weird to me that they at least wouldn't have a meeting. And could that mean that they're still lurking silently or that they're actually out?
Or maybe it's the last one to enter the party, and where everybody stops what they're doing,
they're saying,
"Woof, who's that just walked in?"
Sorry, honey, see you later.
Well, I don't have to go that far, buddy.
Yeah, I'm after your thing. I saw it in your eyes.
No. But you know what I mean?
Well, it was nice knowing you. I'm gonna head over there. Yeah.
It could have that effect where they're just laying out, and then they waltz in, and their checkbook is ready to do more damage than maybe even your boy Stevie.
Like, I'd feel more comfortable if it was reported that they're either out or that they had a meeting and they made an offer like with everybody else. But the fact that there seems to be some mystery there.
A little bit.
And there's a connection with Soto and Long, who's his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I ultimately
would
be surprised
Bryce.
He went to the Phillies. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Those Trey Turner.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Why we wouldn't even take a meeting?
No.
What's up here?
I don't know.
Imagine he leaves both of us to go to Philly?
Well, I don't think that he won't take it. It's just I don't think the Phillies really made much of an effort to get one on the books. I don't think he turned them down. I think it's the other way around. Like, the Phillies are just kind of watching.
Maybe the owner doesn't really have the appetite for what it would take to get him.
See, but a lot of people think that he does.
Yeah, that's the wild card. So that's what I'm saying. Don't you think it's weird?
I do. And there was also, it's always been positioned as the Yanks, the Mets, maybe the Dodgers with some crazy deferrals, whatever.
Yeah, Blue Jays, Red Sox.
The Blue Jays, the Red Sox. There was always a wild card. Maybe they've always been the wild card.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.